Amen. It's good to be here. Amen. I'm glad I'm saved. Amen. Glad I'm in church.
Amen.
Amen. I've enjoyed the service today. My esteemed colleague, amen, broke the bread of life for us this morning. And the songs of Zion have thrilled my soul. Amen. Take your Bible, turn to Revelation chapter 20. Revelation chapter number 20. I have had a great summer this year. I hate to even talk about it, but I can't help it. Amen. We have seen, I don't know, maybe the Lord's getting ready to come back. But we have seen a great harvest this summer, and God has been really good. We had 26 people saved in Nova Scotia, Canada, in one service. Had seven saved last week, and God has been good, I'll tell you. We had in the Philippines in one service, Sister Nunn, we had 60 kids saved in one service. Five got saved the night before, and in 60, I've never seen that. I've never seen it on that fashion. We had about 120 kids, these church kids, and God moved in there. And I'm telling you, I've been having a blast. I love it. Amen. We was at Brother Mike's a couple weeks ago, and there's a couple that came, a brother to one of the fellers there in the church, and they were homeless, drug addicts, and they were a mess. They came in on Sunday morning and walked the aisle and got saved.
Amen.
Amen. They were there Sunday night,
amen,
Monday night, Tuesday night, Wednesday night, Thursday night, Friday night.
Amen.
Amen. Off the street.
Amen.
And some of you are saved. You ain't going to be here all week. Shame on you. Amen. You won't even come tonight. And you say you're saved. You're sorry and no count. Your nose is big, your feet stink, and you don't love Jesus. Amen. But look in Revelation chapter number 20, and I'm going to read some of the most important verses in the Word of God. And I don't know if I preach a more important message than this morning. And I don't know what else could matter, amen, if your name is not in the book of life.
Amen.
Look in Revelation chapter 20 and verse number 11. The Bible said, "And I saw the great white throne, and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them." Man, I read that, they're standing on nothing then. Amen. They're before God, and there ain't nothing else to stand on. Amen. No more excuses. Amen. No more preferences. No more religion. Amen. There's nothing else there. It's just you and God. Verse 12 said, "And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God. And the books were opened." And another book, which is the book of life. Amen. "And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books." Boy, here's a scary statement. "According to their works. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it. And death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them. And they were judged, every man, according to their works. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire." Folks, I don't know if there is a more important message than that. Amen. Father, I love you. I thank you, God, for saving my soul. I thank you, Lord, that my name is in the Lamb's book of life. I thank you, Lord, for saving my family. God, the friends that you've given me, Lord. God, the great church and ministry, God, that we have. And Lord, what a blessing in life, God, to do what we're able to do. And Lord, to be able to proclaim your name, be able to sing the songs that we've sang here today. God, I pray you'll save, Lord, the lost that are here today. God, show them their need. And Lord, send a great revival here to Faith Baptist Church. And Lord, this community and around, God, the churches that'll be coming in, the folks, God, stir our hearts. And Lord, help us, God, I pray. And Lord, all to give you all the honor and all the glory. And Lord, we pray in Jesus' name, amen. This morning, I make no bones about it. Amen. If you're lost sitting here today, you are in the best place you can be. Amen. And you are one day going to stand before God. Amen. And I'm glad. I don't know about anybody else in here, but I know about me. My name is in the book of life. I'm saved. I'm going to heaven when I die. I've been washed in the blood. I've been justified. I know I'm in. I'm saved. I'm so saved it's pitiful. Amen. I know God reached down and pulled me out of the muck and mire of this old world. I'm saved. God saved my family. Saved my life. Amen. It's a blessing to be saved. I'll never understand traveling around like I do. I'll never understand the looks that I get from people that say they're saved. You'll never be able to convince me that shouting ain't a part of Christianity. So, well, I just don't shout. Well, you're weird. If you got saved, if God rescued you, well, there ought to be something inside you that'll jump around every once in a while. There ought to be something stir you up every now and again. I don't know. I just figure a lot of people ain't saved. Say, well, you can't talk me out of my salvation. Well, if I can, you ain't got much. Amen. But this book that one day, amen, every one of us is going to be saved. We're going to see that book. And, buddy, I don't know. I don't know if it ain't the most important book that ever was. You say, well, what about the Bible? I'm not arguing about logistics. But I'm telling you, the day you stand before God, that book, whether your name is in it or not, is the most important written document ever known to man. And some of you are sitting here right now, and your name is not in that book. I'm telling you, I wouldn't wait. I wouldn't fool around with that. Amen. I'd get saved. I'd come before, amen, before we even done, I'd come. I preach this message. I've been preaching here lately, and I always mention Carol and Wendy. Y'all remember them? I have never seen a song like they sang. Remember that song, Depart? I've never seen a song have more power than that song had. I remember when some folks were walked the aisle and got saved when they were singing that song. And they sang, that song was about what I just read. And I don't have the words in front of me, and I ain't no singer, amen. I don't even claim to be, but that song, man, was powerful. And that song, that old fella would sing, and he'd sing through his nose. Amen. It'd do some of you good to sing through your nose. But he'd sing, as I face the great white throne on that judgment day has come at last. Y'all remember that? Waiting in line, it's time to bring to mind the things that have passed. Said the line grows long, then I hear the saddest words I ever heard. Is when he said, depart, I never knew you. And he says, then my time has come at last. As I stand before him, all I feel is shame. What's that I hear? There's no record of my name. Said, once crossed a hardened heart, there, the saddest words I ever heard is when he said, depart, I never knew you. I can't even imagine. I can't imagine my loved ones. I got brothers that aren't saved. I can't imagine cousins. I can't imagine sitting here. I can't imagine you dying and having to stand before God and your name's not in the book. I don't understand why you'd wait. I hate that part about man. Hey, I hate a hard head and a hard heart. I remember that way. I remember when I was that way. But I hate it. I despise it. Say why? You're gambling with your soul. Amen. We're sitting here today. Say, why are we here? Because we're saved. Hey, God rescued us. He put us in the church, and thank God for the preacher. Thank God for the church house. Thank God for the pews. Amen. Thank God for the song books. All that we got. Hallelujah. God's been good to us. Amen. You stand before God, there's no more excuses. Say, well, I just don't know about all that church stuff. It ain't got nothing to do with church stuff. Amen. Some of you hard-headed pup, what in the world are you waiting on? Amen. You think getting drunk, getting stoned, you think that's part of your life? You think that's going to get you through life? Why, are you out of your mind? That's what's got you in the mess it's in. Amen. Live up here in this part of the country where the young people, I'm telling you, you can see the devil just snatching them right out of our midst. Amen. It's a mess. It's a mess. What's going to happen? One day we all going to stand before him. No more excuses. No more arguing. No more unbelief. Obscurity's gone. No more privacy. Everything's brought in for everybody. Amen. The works, the books are open. Everything's right in front of everybody. Amen. No more religion. No more bipolar. Anxiety, depression. So sick of hearing that. Amen. You just, life is tangled in knots. You need to get right with God. Depression, Brother Earl, he coined it perfectly. Depression is anger with no enthusiasm. How do you come up with something like that? But it's the truth. You're mad because you want your way. And your way is going to wind you up in hell. Let me talk about this book here this morning, the scariest book that'll ever be written. It is, number one, the most important book that'll ever be written. It's the historical document of all mankind. Amen. Your works, everything you've done in a book. You say, well, that's impossible. With God, it's not. I don't know. I thought about this one day. What about the book of life? What if it was made from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil? Amen. So, well, where's that tree at now? It ain't around. Maybe God used it. Man fell and sin entered man. Maybe he'll take that tree and make that book, amen, out of it. Amen. It's the scariest book ever written. Amen. All records, all wrongs are going to be righted. And finally, God's going to get the glory due to his name. He's holy. He's just. Amen. And sitting here today, if you're not saved, you need to get in. You need to make sure your name is in the Lamb's book of life. Amen. And if you are saved, man, this is a time to rejoice. Amen. Don't be happy. Don't be thrilled because the devils are subject unto you. But be happy because your names are in the book of life. Amen. I don't want to excel to a ministerial, amen, level. No, man, I'm saved. I'm so sick of ministerial stuff. Amen. Everybody's got their slick little outlines, just slick as a rat's tail, as Brother Jack, you say. Groovy little messages and all that. Blah. Amen. This book, all lies are dealt with. Everything you've ever said, everything you've ever mumbled under your breath, every time you've ever snuck out in the woods and smoked a joint, anytime you ever went and got drunk with your buddies and lied and cheated and stole and, amen, everything you ever looked at, everything you go on the internet and look at and gawk at and, amen, and gossip about, every Facebook page brought up. Amen. Yeah. Oh, everything before God, no more, no rocks unturned. Amen. Everything out in the open. It is the most important book ever written. It's the most accurate account that'll ever be. That's right. It never misses. It's always accurate. It's always on time. And everybody here, from the youngest to the oldest, amen. Everything in there, it's in the books. Amen. I'll tell you what else. It's the most least thought about book that's ever been written. You ain't thought about it in a while. Amen. It's hardly ever talked about, maybe in a song every now and then. But you know your eternal soul counts on whether or not your name is in there. That song y'all sing around here, my name is in the book of life. Oh, bless the name of Jesus. Amen. Some of y'all sing that and you never bless the name of Jesus. You don't even smile when you read that. You can sing that and not mean it. We're a mess, ain't we? This week, I hope the Lord just busts this thing wide open. Amen. Get rid of our religiosity. Amen. Our little cliques and everybody worried about everybody else and what's they doing and who are they and who cares. Amen. They don't pay the bills. Amen. They don't ever do nothing for God. Amen. Thank God for him, though. Amen. Most least thought about. How far can man go? How far can a man depart from God? I wonder what goes on just in one night, one Saturday night in cities. I wonder what went on in Dover last night. Smyrna. You ever been to the jail down yonder? Amen. I've been down there. I've been down there with the preacher. I've been down there with Brother Allen on Sunday night because there's church members in there. I wonder what goes on in Philly in one Saturday night. You ever been down there in Philadelphia? You ever been down there around Chinatown? And there's places you don't go during the daytime down there. You ever been to the south side of Chicago? You ever been down there where they got buildings that look like burned out Beirut? You ever seen what goes on? You ever seen what goes on in America? How about New York? How about Staten Island, the Bronx, what went on last night, just one night? Atlanta on Peachtree Street. Wonder what happened to Orlando and down there around Miami, a little Havana last night. I wonder all the mess that went on down through there and all that. What a mess. Matamoros, Mexico. Manila, the Philippines. But I've been down there and seen the catacombs that are 8 and 9 stories tall that people build, the squatters' houses they build. Down there where the little boys and girls are walking around with no clothes on and got bags with the dope in it. They snort that dope, makes their face green. They buy for 5 pesos. Buddy, you don't think there's a judgment coming? Buddy, there's a judgment. It's all wrote down. Every one of us. You wonder why the preacher, you wonder why folks are glad they're saved. Amen. I remember Brother Allen down in Bible school. I remember my dad. My dad was a man of few words. Brother Allen tell you that. My dad, Brother Allen get up and run around. And I remember my dad had put tears in my daddy's eyes. And my dad would lean over and say, that boy come out of some mess down there. We know my uncle lived down there in Baltimore and down there around all the row houses and all that. And my daddy cried. He said, boy knows where he came from. Don't you know where you came from?
Yeah.
Amen. You got saved. You got saved through the blood.
Amen.
Yeah.
You said, well, I was a church kid. Well, you got more right to shout than I do then.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm telling you, thank God for salvation.
Yeah.
Thank God he reached down and pulled us out. Thank God my name's in the Lamb's Book of Life. I can be a fancy and give you an oration and all that, but hey, no, no, no. My name's in the book. I'm saved, secure, saved, going to heaven.
Amen.
Least thought about book ever written. Amen. All of what's recorded. man's sinful departure from God. Do you remember yours? Amen. Remember how far you went? Or how far you are right now? How far are you away from God? Amen. And I'll say it without any hesitation. This is the most horrible book that'll ever be written. No horror story, no terrorist attack can come up to any level of it. You standing before God knowing your name is not in the book. I can't even imagine. I can't even imagine what kind of terror would go across you. Oh, you run, there's no place to run. So I'll hide, there's no place to hide. All the sights, all the glory, you'll not see any of it. Or you'll be focused on one book. And some of you think, well, did my church membership, was that good enough? Well, mama was saved. Well, I know daddy was saved. That ain't gonna do it. I had a buddy of mine, his name was Butch Hall. And we all knew him. My wife knew him since she was born, I reckon, knew all the Halls. Old Butch is a good friend of ours. He's a little skinny feller, and he was an alcoholic. And I got saved, and old Butch and Skinner and Red Hog and Biggin and all those guys, man, I loved those guys. And old Butch got that liver disease and cirrhosis of the liver from drinking. And I remember I'd go down and see Butch. I'd go down there and see him, and they didn't have enough money, Brother Allen, to put him in the hospital. And I watched him die of that stuff. The little skinny fella, he swelled up. Turned black, he just as black as any black man. Then he turned yellow, and his eyes turned real yellow. I'd go down there, and I'd hold a Butch's hand and lean down there on the couch and hold his hand, and his hand would break out, and it'd leave my hand wet from that stuff coming out of him. And I'd hold Butch's hand. I'd say, Butch, won't you get saved, Butch? He'd say, I know Mama's saved. He reached over and pet me, put his hand on my head, and he goes, I'm thankful you got saved, Mark. I'm glad you got out. I'd say, what about you, Butch? He'd take his head, too late for me, Mark. And I said, no, it ain't, Butch. No, it ain't. Well, I wish I could tell you how I won old Butch. I never could win him. You know what he's going to have to do one day? He's going to have to walk that walk and stand before God, and his name's not in the book of life. I don't know, man. I don't know how it's going to go. I know everybody else probably does. I don't know if we're going to be standing there watching, but I can't. I don't think I could be able to look on him. I don't think I can look over at him. Him standing before God, looking around, going, no. Mama was saved. Mark, nobody can help you then. You tell me there ain't nothing more terrifying than that. Nothing. And to be right there by the lake of fire, see the folks go in, see them tossed in the lake of fire. I'll never forget one night we was at Gulf Coast Baptist Church in Fort Walton Beach, and they was having a service, and it got on, and Brother Allen, Brother Bill Chrysler was there. And Brother Chrysler, he was an old Navy veteran, and I didn't know that much about him, and I know my dad was in the Navy. He seen some bad things, had nightmares all the way till he died. But I didn't know Bill Chrysler was a combat vet and all what he went through. And Bill Chrysler stood up one night and he said, can I say something? And he stood, I'll never forget it, man. He stood in the middle of the aisle shaking. He said, I was there. He said, I was there when the USS Lexington went down. He said, our ship come in and we were the ones trying to help them boys. He said, that ship was going down and that fuel and oil and everything was on the water and it was a lake of fire. He said, we threw the rope gangplanks off the side, threw the rope ladders. He said, us men were jumping down and we was reaching into flames. He said, we'd move our hands and we'd reach down and try to grab somebody. He said, them guys were bobbing up and down trying to stay alive. That fuel got on them, it caught fire. He sort of raised his hand up and he said, I had men's flesh in my hands where I'd reach and grab them and all come up as their flesh. He'd say, my God, man, we got to rescue people from hell, from a lake of fire. Why do you do what you do? Man, there's souls hanging in the balance. There's some hanging in the balance here. What you must do is be saved. Amen. Had a little gal in Canada. I know I've told it here before, but she come one night and her grandmama come to me and said that her granddaughter was coming to church and said she's living on the street. I said, living on the street? She goes, oh, preacher said she's 15 years old. She's on crack cocaine. She's living on the street. And she started crying. She goes, she's a Satanist. I said, 15? She goes, oh, yeah. And she said, she called me out of the blue. She's never spent the night at me and her granddaddy's house. And she called me and said that she wants to come and she wants to come to church. And that little short grandma grabbed me right here. And she grabbed me crying. She goes, will you preach to her, Brother Mark? I said, yes, ma'am. And she came in and she sat on the second row. And her hair looked like she had, looked like a peacock. She had all different colors in it. And it looked like she fell into a tackle box. She had stuff coming out of her nose, out of her eyebrows, out of her lip, out of her cheeks and all that. You say, you preaching against that? I'm telling you, folks, that's what the world will do to you. Amen. And that little girl come and she sit there, man, I'm telling you, I preach it. Then I could jump on the pew like Brother Mike does. Now, if I jump on there, it's going to break. Either the pew will break or I will break. But I jumped up there and I'm going, you're on the losing side, girl. You're on the losing side. And boy, she sat there and looked at me and, amen. You said, well, I wouldn't have done that. Well, I like the way I do it better than the way you don't. And I got done and I sat over on the front row and they was giving the invitation. All of a sudden, here that little girl gets up. She comes over and sits down next to me. And she said, preacher, what do I do? I told her what I'll tell you. You know what you need to do? You need to get saved.
Amen.
And she looked at me and she goes, can I keep my piercings? I thought, man, I said before I even thought about it, I said, do I need to show you in the Bible where the Lord was pierced for us? And when I said that, she went like this. She goes, I want them out. I want them out. Take them out. And she wanted all that stuff out of her face. And she tried to get the one out of her eyebrow and couldn't get it. And the preacher's wife came and her little grandma come over there and they got that out and it was bleeding. And they were wiping that and she's crying. She goes, take them out. Take them all out. I want them out. And they took them all out of her face and there was little spots of blood and stuff. She looked at me and she goes, can I get saved now? I said, girl, you could have put a horseshoe in one ear and out the other and got saved. Amen. I said, but if you'll kneel down with me here and you'll give me your hand. And she put her hand in mine. I said, you call on God and tell him the best way you know how that you're a sinner and you trust Christ as your Savior. I said, girl, he'll save you. And she put her hand in mine. She goes, oh, God, I'm sorry. Lord God, will you forgive me? And, man, we cried and prayed. And that little gal, she stayed with her grandma and grandpa. That was Sunday. She stayed all the way through the week. And I looked down one day, Brother Allen, her granddaddy was a stately man. He was a Royal Canadian Mounted Police officer. And old gray hair, always up straight. I looked down there one night preaching, and I come out of my skin, and her granddaddy was holding hands like that. But I'm telling you, if it gets any better than that, I'll die. Amen. I'll die of a heart attack. I came back to the church the next year, and I come to the doors, and when I walked in, there's a little gal standing there like this. And she had a little print dress on, and looked like she gained 30 pounds, and had her hair done up nice, and I didn't know who it was, and she said, Brother Mark, it's me, Sarah. Man, I hugged that girl. I'm telling you, and say, what are you talking about? Her name was recorded in the book of life. Now here today, I don't know who you are, but if your name has never been put in there, if you've never trusted Christ as your Savior, why don't you come today? Let somebody take the Bible and show you how to be saved. Amen. Heads bowed and eyes closed. Let me ask you, while the musicians are coming, let me ask you something. Are you here today and you know your name ain't in that book? Would you do me a favor? I know I'm not going to try to embarrass you. But if you're here today and you say, preacher, my name's not in the book, would you do me a favor? There ain't nobody looking around. Would you just slip your hand up and say, preacher, that's me. And I'll know whether or not to go on with this invitation or not. Say, preacher, my name's not in there. Would you pray for me? Anybody like that? Anybody? There's one.